is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Couple of comments here on YouTube on Reed from the fans here. Got a little feisty out there all of a sudden.
I liked it.
They want the Christmas tree down. I say, well, ours is up. I'll tell you that right now.
Yours is up year-round, isn't it, Bill?
Not year-round. I'd like it to be March, up year-round, maybe. But it's going to stay until March, yeah.
March.
March 1.
Mike, we have a new listener on YouTube. Mike in KC, age 76, new daily listener. Husker in 68 and 69.
Nice.
I grew up in Omaha, close friends with great Huskers from Columbus.
What?
It's a new, Michael and Casey is 76 years old, a new daily listener.
Michael, let us know how you learned about it. I wonder if, like, did a friend reach out?
Yeah.
We do a program here. We have a program called Build-A-Breaker.
We do.
And to branch out, and it's been working very good. The youth have been doing a great job with that.
And we can send t-shirts, too.
Yeah, how did he find out about us?
And wonder if he can build...
We're a relatively new show.
Can he get another breaker down there, I wonder?
I forgot to mention also, speaking of new breakers, last night when I was talking to your brother, and Kirk with the I'm Full Mast shirt, I also talked to...
Wait.
He had the I'm Full Mast shirt on. That's when he got kicked out of the game.
That's
in
right.
Falls. I also met Brad from Des Moines. Brad used to live in KC. He says, I don't listen to Early Break live. I do listen to it every day on podcast because he's, quote, too damn early. He says, I respect that. But he listens to a morning show in Kansas City, then listens to our podcast.
Oh,
afterwards.
Wow. I wonder
he's a big fan.
Wonder what he listens to in Kansas City.
810 Sports Radio. That's what he said. Jake. So I don't know what the show was.
8:10
Something in the morning.
It's a standard. It's a staple.
8:10 a.m.
8:10's been rolling for 30 years. It has. Wow.
How about that? A new listener.
Yeah, we need more, though.
Yes.
We never want to stop. We'll take more listeners every single day.
I like what you asked him. How did you find out? How did you find out?
Yeah, reply back, please. Michael, new listener there. Thank you. Yesterday, big day for basketball, but there's also a commitment.
We're just giving up on basketball
already?
No,
we're not. We'll get to basketball plenty throughout this show. Don't get me wrong.
Is there anything coming on the text line, Jake, about you going to Northwestern?
Oh, they want me to go.
Okay.
Yeah, people say go.
The people want this, yes. Yes.
That's interesting that you would go to that.
Even, you know, David, our friend, formerly of Renew, he's no longer at the casino, by the way. He's out of war.
He's not War Horse?
No, he's looking for a job now. Okay. He didn't work. He was very good at his job, but it just wasn't the right fit. He says his wife's out of town. He's considering a road trip to Chicago for the game. He might.
All right.
Maybe I'll go with David, possibly.
Here we go.
Northwestern.
Here we go. Oh, you would go with David?
Maybe.
Yeah. Jeez. There'll be a ton of Nebraska fans.
Yeah,
there.
I'm looking
for. If I was Northwestern, I'd be very wary of
there will
a
be
Nebraska
a lot.
Takeover.
There will be a lot of Nebraska fans. Agreed.
Yeah, there's going to. I mean, get ready.
Looks like he sent me a picture of the tickets right now, at least on Vivid. That's why I'm trying to get out of these Vivid seats. I don't want to pay these fees. $261 for a lower level ticket.
Can we?
That's
row
two. I would not have guessed that.
That's row two. I don't need row two.
David runs in different circles.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yes, we would not. Yeah. Well, my question is, so the day we had this in is a Bill Thrills. There is zero scalping now, right?
There's no scalpers.
There's no one standing outside.
No,
got
there
two,
are.
Got four.
No, there are. You still see it.
I didn't see one last night.
Not here. Oh. I saw it on the road.
Because my first thought would be you just go to Northwestern and you get a ticket right outside the arena. It won't be sold out.
I don't think you do that there. Maybe. But, Bill, I will tell you, I saw guys selling tickets outside stadiums.
That would be a thing of beauty.
You don't see it nearly as much.
I just love the guy like that. Or the need to. You got the need to. Oh, we grew up in that, Jake.
You
bought your tickets outside the arena.
I have scalped tickets before.
Have you?
I do miss that.
Yeah, it was great.
Because then, guess what? There's no fees. Here's my cash.
That's my point.
I don't want to pay $30 in taxes and ticket master fees. Screw that.
It should be illegal almost what they're doing.
I'm not opposed to buying any tickets. I don't want to do the fees. That's why. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
The fees are should almost be illegal.
If anyone there has a lead for Jake on where he can go to get a ticket, he's not. We're not asking for a free ticket.
I just want to not pay $1 million in fees.
Okay, I did not know those tickets would be $260 on the floor.
He said, he just sent me the from Vivid Seats, which might be overpriced.
Is Connor going with you?
I don't know if he's going.
Probably kind of a drag, Connor, to stand outside the bars.
Jake, you're going to come out? No.
It would be a drag.
It wouldn't be as much fun.
Connor's got something going. Okay, he's riding. Hold on. Let's see what he's...
He'll be busy, I'm sure, this weekend.
Who would you go with?
David. Maybe Nick. Maybe swim.
Evanston is not ideal.
I've been there before. I don't know. Evanston's pretty...
It's Chicago, man.
I'm going to push back on that,
it's
Connor.
It's Chicago.
Connor, I know you're 19 and worldly, but Evanston is worth seeing.
And I told you, I'm not a huge Chicago fan, but it would be good to go to Chicago for the first
Evanston?
Time in a couple
I
years.
Do, yes.
I don't know too much about it.
I don't know a lot. If I had to do like a deep dive into it, like, hey, Bill, give me the 20 things you like about Evanston.
How about three?
I'm going to stop at about two, but that's where it's going to go away. But other than that,
I've never once
been like going, hey, they're going to Evanston. Oh, man, that's going to be bad. No, never thought that either.
So you might go.
I am seriously considering a short trip to Chicago.
You don't have to sit in a second row, right?
No, I don't need to have that elite ticket.
So I wonder what's
on the building.
Like, I wonder what second level tickets are.
I haven't seen that. David has not sent me those prices yet.
David, please.
If they're 100,
they probably would do it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's the team of my lifetime right now.
I'm saying that we need to reach out to Keith Mann. There has to be some way that there's someone.
Or Seamus.
Seamus. Yes. There has to be some way that they have a ticket. There has to be.
I will pay them. I just, again.
How about they just give you one for. Hey, they're getting a lot of bonus out of you, Jake. The Nebraska basketball is getting a lot of out of your spirit, so they can help out with a ticket. Yes, they can.
I'm just happy to watch good basketball.
Would you ride on the team plane?
They've done enough people having a good team.
What if we?
If Fred reached out, would you ride on the team plane?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't be embarrassed?
No.
I'd wear the jacket. There's Rink. There's Sam. Oh, my.
I love
He's
you,
He's hyperventilating.
Frager, get over here.
Frager, get over here.
High-fiving everybody. Oh, can you just see him get his little box lunch and stuff and eating it, putting some mustard on and talking about the team?
That'd be a fun flight. I say that much. I try not to bother.
What do we have
just
to do?
Jake, it would be funny. Nobody with him.
No. He's just
on his own.
There's a guy in 4C right now that's beaming.
Jamarcus Lawrence has no idea what's going on.
No.
Who is that?
That's Sorensen. He's from the Four-Legged Stool.
He has a morning show.
He's
a big fan.
Why is he on our plane?
Fred would be very dry.
Don't ask questions, Jamarcus. Yes. Don't ask questions.
He'd probably be more like this. Good morning, Jake. He'd probably be like very calm.
Fred would be very dry.
Very dry. Good morning, Jake. He'd be happy to, yes.
He might have to tell him, though.
I'm considering.
Jake, you have to be calm now.
I would be appropriate on that flight.
Yeah, we'd have to.
I know how to calm
it
down.
I'm just going to tell you right now, me and Steve would have to drive you out to the airport and just talk you through as you say, listen, we're going to calm you down here a little bit.
It's a big event. You just kind of be cool.
Yeah, be cool.
Cool, man.
What would it take to get Jake on the team plane?
I'd give him a couple Benadryls, too, to kind of make him a little drowsy.
Just take a nap.
To take the edge off of it.
Wake up and be good there. Just leave the guys alone. Jake, would a media pass work? No, I don't want to. I could use a media pass.
No, you don't
want a media pass. I don't belong in the media row because I don't like to be stifled. And you have to be stifled in the media row.
Stifled.
You can't say anything. You can't cheer.
It's hard just to yell out, nice. I can't breathe. Hey, Robin, I can't breathe. Help.
I can't breathe.
I texted help.
He texted us last night. Help.
Help. You're all right, right?
I'm fine.
You had a good night's sleep?
No, I don't know, 3 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, God, really?
I went to the bar after the game.
Oh,
didn't know this.
But I had no beer. I just talked with Seth and Mitch and others there.
A lot of talk.
Yes.
Bombeck talked for 4 hours.
How do you do that?
What would you talk about? Yeah.
I mean, that's possible like, for maybe the tournament, but not for an Oregon game on a Tuesday night in January.
It sounds incredibly tiring to me. Like 4 hours before the game? No, thank you.
Mailbag and song of the day next on Early Break in the Ticket.